A day after returning from a visit to refugee camps in Darfur, UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Jan Egeland called 2005 a make-or-break year for the region. He said the fate of millions of people depends on the international response to what he calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
There is no other place in the world where so many lives are at stake. If it goes well, we could have a historic turning to the better for 6 million internally displaced. That are five times more than what were displaced by the Indian Ocean tsunami. If it goes bad, it could be a situation of mass death, mass suffering for millions of people.
Mr. Egeland said he was impressed by the response of humanitarian agencies, which have poured 10,000 aid workers and millions of dollars of supplies into an area where ethnic cleansing had been taking place. Noting a decline in the number of deaths, he said, "This is not Rwanda." But he added, "If you move beyond the refugee camps, the killing continues. Women are systematically abused and raped." He lashed out at African leaders for failing to meet their commitments to supply a robust peacekeeping force for Darfur. He called it one of the biggest paradoxes of our time that, after agreeing that the region was a priority, the African Union had come up with a force of 2,000 to quell violence in an area the size of France.
It's very strange, you know, if all heads of states in Africa and so on say, we will really make this thing work and it's a priority. And they, in 10 months, produce such a small force. Something is very wrong. I think the African Union needs to be better internally.
Mr. Egeland said, in the heart of Darfur's conflict zone, where government-backed Janjaweed militias have been terrorizing black African villagers, the peacekeeping force is so small as to be ineffective.
In Labado, which is really ground zero for this Darfur war, 90 men had four vehicles, one Toyota and three pickups. And that's not very much.
Mr. Egeland recommended an immediate increase in the size of the AU force to 10,000 troops. Darfur has been racked by conflict since early 2003, when non-Arab rebel groups took up arms against the Arab-dominated government in Khartoum. Arab militias responded by attacking African villagers in what the United Nations has called ethnic cleansing and the United States has labeled genocide. Investigators say both sides in the conflict are guilty of war crimes. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.